This is New England Public Radio. This fall marks the 100th anniversary of the infamous Black Sox scandal, where 8 players from the Chicago White Sox conspired with gamblers to deliberately lose the World Series. Commentator Andrew Varnin says the scandal has a lesson for Americans today.
As Americans, we have for generations used baseball as a metaphor to talk about our hopes and dreams for the country, America as a society of limitless possibility, where any boy can pick up a bat and imagine himself in Fenway Park. Baseball in 1919 was a pack of tall tales held together by chewing gum, obfuscating inconvenient truths. The game that Abner Doubleday ostensibly made up to entertain school kids was in fact indelibly linked to gambling and alcohol. In an age of the amateur ideal, that ballplayers made money at all off of a game was still controversial. The standard line about the scandal is that it was over 8 players who'd conspired to intentionally lose the series in order to get a payout from gamblers. Those 8 players were banned from the game for life, and the story is presented as a cautionary tale about betting on baseball. But the scandal actually points to something bigger, to an unresolved tension about America. Baseball lays a special claim on our American identity, our aspirations, but it's also just a business. There's an apocryphal story about a kid standing on the courthouse steps, demanding of the most famous of the 8 Black Sox players, Shoeless Joe Jackson, "Say it ain't so, Joe. Say the game isn't corrupt. Say we weren't all taken like a bunch of rubes." But it was so. The games were thrown. Players did go down for the money. Owners knew about gambling in the sport and would have been happy to look the other way if it weren't for meddling newspapers. And the gamblers weren't caught or punished. 100 years later, we could stand a little seventh-inning stretch of the soul. We want to believe that the game is pure and uncomplicated, but what the Black Sox scandal reminds us is that the game was never quite as pure as we wanted it to be. Not now, not when we were kids, and not 100 years ago. Let's be honest about baseball's contradictions. It's always been complicated and messy, and sometimes the wrong people win. Baseball survives despite those tensions, and we can still aspire to something good and worthwhile. Like the crack of a bat, the ball heading momentarily skyward, and the thrill of possibility.
Commentator and writer Andrew Varnin has taught the college class beer, baseball, and the Bible for the past 5 years. He lives in Greenfield, Massachusetts. You're listening to New England Public Radio.